Well, good morning. It is good to be together this morning and already just have sung our God's praises and just how he saves and because of his mercy and through his mercy and grace, all that he has done in rescuing us from what we deserve. And so what a joy to gather together. This morning, I want to just introduce our guest speaker this morning. His name is Nathan Boggs. He's coming all the way from Big Laurel, Kentucky. And so would you come? And let's welcome him, and as he comes, So through the years, Devonshire has had a connection and a relationship with the Laurel Mission and Big Laurel, Kentucky, and some different, the church names are escaping me right now. We got the Little Laurel Cedar Chapel and Little Laurel Churches. You pastor Little Laurel,
yeah,
and your uncle has Cedar Chapel.
For 37 years. Yep.
37 years. Yep. And so many of you, how many of you have been to Laurel Mission down there through the years?
Cool. Yeah,
so quite a number of you. And I think this is the first time to have someone travel up, either you or your dad or mom. I was talking to your mom. And also, yeah, your mom's here, Debbie.
That's right.
Is with him. So make sure to say hello to her also afterwards. But I just wanted to comment on, maybe you saw some red shirts around here. The teens decided
to
wear
those shirts. And yeah.
So Nathan brought them up and handed them out a little bit ago. It says, keep calm, play dead. Oh, what is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mission. Because there's a bear, right?
There's a bear.
A bear on the picture.
Yeah, man, there's bear.
And
we
so
got
this
bear.
Summer, the first night we were there.
We got
there,
big bear.
I'm going to tell a story now. Here I come out of the, after you just give your orientation that first evening there, and you tell us all about the wildlife and things and what to do and what not to do. I come out and I'm walking over to where the guys' quarters are, and he's like flying past me, like he's running as fast as he can. I'm like, "What's wrong? What's wrong now? I don't want to get caught by a bear." Like, so he's just speeding around the place out there in the properties. And so that's like these shirts. Like,
that's funny.
If you see them, that's what that's about. There's wildlife out there. But it is such a joy to have you with us and to have you share an update as to what's going on at Laurel Mission and how God's working.
Yeah.
And then also just to encourage us this morning
and
from God's word. And so can I pray with you?
Yes, sir.
And then we'll go. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for our time this morning. And thank you for Nathan as he comes. Thank you for the safe travels that you have given him to come here to be with us and his mom. And do pray that you be with his wife, Lindsay, and the kids as they're at home during these few days. But God, this morning as we come together, we are grateful for the partnership that we can have with Laurel Mission in Kentucky and all that you're doing there. And,
yes.
And really, not just a partnership, but a relationship. And Lord, we ask that you would be honored and glorified as the work continues there. And as we strive to be faithful to help people find and follow Christ here in this community. And Lord, this morning, as Nathan brings us just an update and a word this morning from you, God, help us to hear and be ready and to be encouraged. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. Good morning. Thank you, Pastor Derek. You're the man. Thank you for giving me time to come update everybody what's going on at Laurel Mission. Do you know what you did? Did you let me stay with Butch and Michelle Hanley, and you know where he works? He works at Hershey. Did you know it's trick-or-treat weekend? Yeah, I'm not going to sleep for a week. But and he also sent a bag of stuff home with me, and I think for my kids, but don't tell my kids that he sent the bag home, okay? Well, we'll see if it makes it home. It's a long trip. All right. So thank you, Pastor Derek. Thank you for Butch and Michelle for letting us stay with you last night. And good morning, brothers and sisters of Devonshire. It's wonderful to be with you this morning. We feel your prayers, and we have been partnered together in a relationship. I've talked to many people this morning who have been there, and maybe you haven't been there in the last year, but things are still going. And things are still the same. We are still doing things the same way as when my dad was in charge, and we're moving forward and growing. Laurel Mission is growing. But this morning, I'd like to recognize my mother, who has invested 37 years in ministry at Laurel Mission, invested in the kingdom, and she came along this morning. Because if I don't know an answer to a question, she knows the answer to the question because she's been there much longer. And so, But my sweetheart, I got a picture up there. My sweetheart wants to say hi or howdy. We say howdy. And my sweetheart, Lindsay, and she stayed home because our children are in school. And she wanted to be here so bad. And she's also taking care of baby Layla. And oh, yeah, that's my girl right there, daddy's girl. Yeah, I'll shout on that one. Yeah, man, I'm serious. Oh, man. We have a beautiful family, and together as a family, we have directed Laurel Mission. Lindsay and I for 7 years, and my mother has been there since 1980. And it's wonderful to be in this far-off foreign country worshiping with you this morning. It's very different. It's very different. And we don't have this kind of flat. And where we are in Harlan, we have large mountains. And we're on the north side of Pine Mountain in the largest mountains of Kentucky. We do not have wide valleys. We have steep mountains and very, very small valleys. And so whenever I come to flat ground, this is flat to me, believe it or not. I know the mountains are not far off. I know the Appalachians are not far. Do you all say Appalachia or Appalachia? Okay. All right. Good deal. All right. That intrigued me. But I know you all aren't far from it. But whenever I come to flat ground, I feel vulnerable because I can't hide anywhere behind. At home, I can be like 40 feet in the air and like, you know, 40 feet high in like, you know, 5 seconds. So, I mean, I can climb and that's just the way it is. And the other thing is, Pastor Derek, I never saw a sunset until I was 12 years old at Huntington, Indiana, at Central Conference. We were standing there at the pool beside a motel because, see, we have steep mountains. We don't see the sunset. And I said, Mom, what is that? That's beautiful. And Mom realized at that time when I was 12 years old, she kept me in the holler way too long, so that's true. My family serves at Laurel Mission. My brother-in-law Paul has been a wonderful partner to work with us at Laurel Mission. He's a Marine, and my sister is married to him, and they have two babies, Asher, and he's proud of the flag. Can you see that? That was unexpected. He just had a flag wrapped around. He grabbed that sucker and said, "Yeah, future Marine, woo!" All right. What am I here to talk to you about this morning? I'm here to thank you for supporting Laurel Mission, and thank you for your faithful, continual support over many, many decades. There are people here that have been coming since the 60s and 70s who have worked and worked and worked to be a blessing, to pour the love of Jesus into those hills, and we thank you. And we thank you for the young people who were just there, who are wearing awesome red t-shirts, and were also a big impact, a big part of our ministry. I'd like to update you on what God is doing at Laurel Mission and to challenge you to love the least and to invest in the kingdom of God. And as we turn to chapter 9, Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 20, I also have it up here on the PowerPoint in the King James Version. Sorry, I have different, that's just happened to be the version I chose today. But it says, Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasure in heaven," "where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And I'd like to blend together this verse just a little further in the chapter, 6:33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." And friends, if we blend those verses together, I want to come to you with, when we store treasures here on earth, sometimes we call it investing in a Roth, investing in a savings account, whatever it might be, like it's going to pay anything anyway nowadays, but never mind on that. Let's not go there. But investing here on earth, friends, it's where moth and rust doth corrupt. But listen, if we invest in the kingdom of God, by seeking first the kingdom of God, by loving others, by serving others, it matters so much, and it's where thieves will not break through and steal. That's why I said my mother has invested 37 years in ministry at Laurel Mission. That's her investment for her life, and she's still going. She has a retirement plan to quit at 80, maybe. We'll see what happens. But never mind on that. That was supposed to be a joke. Never mind on that. That was terrible. I'll mark that one off. But yeah, we can't let her. She's a hardworking lady. But invest in the kingdom. Invest in the kingdom. And let me just tell you a quick fictitious story about two ladies. And you've probably heard it before, but I love the story because it illustrates what I'm saying. There were two ladies, wonderful Christian ladies. One was very rich, but she was so miserly. She had all the wealth she could ever spend, but she couldn't stand other people. She couldn't stand giving to other people. She couldn't stand really talking much to other people. Even when she came to church, she just kind of did her own thing. And she didn't like to give even to the church. I mean, she had all that she ever, I mean, it was unbelievable how wealthy she was. But even when she let go of a dollar into the offering plate, it was like a vice grip, like being undone, you know. She just didn't like to give, didn't like dealing with other people. She was very miserly. And she had a maid, and the maid was very, very poor because the rich lady didn't pay her anything. She was very poor. But the maid, even though she had very little, she loved to give. She loved to give. With all her heart, she would give. If she would help her neighbor, she would go visit her neighbor. She would bring a kind word, bring some cookies, something small. She would do what she had. She would do what she could with what she had, and she loved to give. One day, unfortunately, they both died and went to heaven. And the rich lady was being escorted about the golden streets, and she was so excited. Oh, how beautiful it is! And all of a sudden, they came to the maid house, and she was like, "Wow, what a mansion! What a mansion! My maid." Oh, my maid was very poor. What kind of house am I going to have? So they went on down the golden streets, and the angel said, here's your house. Here's your house, rich lady. And it was a cardboard shanty. And the rich lady was like, what? She started flipping out. She was really upset. And she said, what? Why? What? My maid, she was so, she has, and the angels just simply said, sorry. We did our best with the materials you sent us. Friends, we are investing in the kingdom. When we love others, when we serve others, when we give of our lives to others, when we just go say a kind word, when we feed the hungry, when we clothe the poor, when we do so many things, investing in the kingdom. And my wife and I take it very seriously that we're not living for money here on earth, and that we are living for the kingdom and investing treasures in heaven. And how do we do that? By Matthew chapter 25, loving the least. And I'm just going to paraphrase it. Pretty much, God says, you visited the sick. You visited those in prison. You gave food to the hungry. You gave clothes to those that didn't have any. And he says to the people there, he says, what you did to those people who were in need, you were doing it unto me. You were doing it unto me. And I'm going to read that verse. And the king shall answer them and say, verily I said unto you, God says, inasmuch you have done it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters who are in need, you were doing it unto me. How do we invest in the kingdom? By loving the least. But here's the deal. You don't have to go to Kentucky to love the least, because there's cars driving up and down outside. There's people you're going to see tomorrow at work. There's people that you're going to hear about during prayer requests. There's different people that just need a kind word, need a loving phone call, need a visit, need just simple things that we love the least, and it's as if we're doing it unto God. I always say missions begin at home. Missions begin at home because as soon as we walk out that door right there, we're entering our mission field, church. Amen? We're entering our mission field. And friends, it's so important to realize that we love the least at home, and we invest in the kingdom at home. We can invest. I had a professor in Bible college said, students, I love to invest in the kingdom every day of my life. It's my goal that I invest and store treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot corrupt and where thieves will not break through and steal every day of my life. And what a challenge that was to me. And I remember it was just a comment he made. But I want to invest in the kingdom every day. Amen? We do. Missions begin at home. But let me tell you what, men, I'm just going to say this. I'm a crazy hillbilly from Greasy Creek. All right? I even dressed up so make people, last time some of these guys saw me, they said I had mud on me and I just crawled out of a mud hole, okay? We've been four-wheeling, having a good time. I tried to dress up and look nice. What does that have to do with the message? Nothing. Sorry. Got sidetracked. Rabbit trail. But missions begin at home, but missions also begin within the walls of our home. Scripture says that men, we need to love our wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Jesus gave up his life for us on the cross. And men, are we giving up of us? Are we giving up of our time? Are we giving up of our energy, of our effort, of our focus to love our wives? Missions begin within the walls of our home and our marriages and our children. Amen? Are we awake this morning? We got to really, really focus on that. And you know what? If we don't have things going on good there, we need to work on it. We need to work on that first. That should be one of our first priorities, that we would love our wives, that we'd work on our marriage, striving for a healthy marriage, and children who love Jesus Christ. And that's my challenge to you this morning, is invest in the kingdom every day by loving the least. Missions begin at home. Missions begin as soon as we walk out that door, and missions begin within the walls of our home. Amen? Yes, and we are with it. Yes, we are. You guys are with it. Amen. We're getting all kinds of amen. Yeah, all right. All right. Okay, where am I at? I don't even know. Okay, what makes us who we are, real quick, in Harlan County? What makes us who we are there on Greasy Creek? On Greasy Creek, let me see. Let me make sure I didn't forget anything that's really important. What makes us who we are on Greasy Creek there in the mountains is coal mining. Coal mining is a big thing. It is the revenue. It is the money provider. Why? Because we don't have factories, unfortunately. We do not have good roads to have factories. We do not have industrial agriculture because we don't have flat ground. I wish we did. We have gardens in different places, even on the side of a mountain. I went to go visit Earl the Snake Man the other day, and he said, yeah, I plowed out new ground. And I looked up on the side of the mountain. I said, yeah, you did. It was like that. I was just like, how in the world? One day, my dad traveled up Greasy Creek, and my dad was driving his old Dodge. Never mind on that. His old Dodge truck up Greasy Creek, he came around the corner, and there was Uncle John laying in the road, and Dad slammed on the brakes, tried not to hit Uncle John. Dad jumped out of the truck, and Uncle John jumped up, and he said. He threw his hat down and started kicking gravels and throwing stuff, and he got so mad. I mean, he was ticked off. Uncle John was mad. And Dad ran up and said, Uncle John, what's wrong with you? And Uncle John said, that's the third time, Titus, I'd fallen out of my cornfield this week. Third time. Supposed to be a true story, but never mind on that. Coal is our livelihood, but unfortunately there's 21,000 unemployed coal miners in southeast Kentucky, many of whom are my family, unfortunately. But God's providing, and God is making people desperate. Desperate for jobs and desperate for Jesus. And that's what we want. And mountains are what makes us who we are. By the way, ingenuity, I want to just brag on our Appalachian people. There are many people who are very poor. There are people that are in need of food, clothing, and shelter. There are people that are so poor. And we are an isolated people, but let me tell you one thing. We have people who are ingenuity. Ingenuity is the word I like to use when I describe our people there on Greasy Creek, because if you're going to crawl in a 4-foot tunnel and go 13 miles straight back underneath the earth to make your living every day in the dark, that takes some amazing ingenuity. And I think that's the way our people are. And also it's made a very tough culture, a very tough people. Interesting enough, mountains have secluded our culture and our area. The north side of Pine Mountain, where Laurel Mission is located, has been called the backside of the mountain for many years. Looked down on, unfortunately. I think that the people that are there are wonderful people. Great people, hardworking people, but we are still looked down on. We are a little isolated. We are secluded, and there is great poverty, unfortunately. But God knew right where to put Laurel Mission 79 years ago when he put us on what Judge Ham called it, the dark side of the mountain. Kind of like the other side of the tracks. You don't go there unless you got to. You know what I'm saying? The biggest thing going on Greasy Creek right now is the chicken fighting house, gambling. And I'm telling you what, it's a happen on, there's 70 cars in the parking lot on a Saturday night. And I'm telling you what, it's crazy. And that's the truth. I'm not making this stuff. It's that crazy. But because we're isolated and secluded, and things like that happen, unfortunately. Mountains. And let me tell you what, like I said, I didn't see I never saw a sunset until I was 12. Have you all ever heard the song, "You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive"? Can I sing it? Am I allowed to sing secular music on your stage? Is that a yes? Okay. In the deep dark hills of eastern Kentucky, it's the place I've traced my bloodline, and it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, "You'll never leave Harlan alive." Sorry. When the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever tea been brewing, and you spend your life wondering how to get away. Sorry, I don't got a deep voice. And that's "You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive." And that's, it kind of portrays an idea of coal mining, and some thought. Now, my whole family are coal miners. They all lost their job in 2012, and all had to make some changes. But this is what makes us who we are. And some of the things we struggle with in ministry are fighting false doctrines, and false doctrines that permeate our culture because they were ingrained in the culture many, 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 many years ago. And some people even believe in Appalachia, and maybe even here locally. I don't know. But all in Kentucky, right there in the eastern corner, we're known for a snake handling. And churches that actually believe that you prove your salvation, you prove your holiness by handling snakes. "For by grace are we saved through faith," doesn't the scripture says? "For by grace are we saved through faith, and not of ourselves. It is a gift from God, not of works. Not of works, lest any man would boast." Aren't you glad this morning we don't have to handle snakes to prove our salvation? Amen? Amen. And it's true. We are saved by faith through grace. And this is one of the things, one of the obstacles that I tackle in my ministry is saying, "Hey, you don't got to do this stuff. This is crazy, man. You don't have to do this stuff." Although, let me tell you what, the people that go to this church, they live a holy life. They're scared not to. They go to church, they better have no sin in their heart. "You going to pick up serpents? You crazy." All right? And this man is a good friend of mine, and he loves Jesus. He's already gone to heaven, not by snake bite. How did Laurel Mission begin? 79 years ago, two ladies from Van Wert, Ohio, were called by God to come to a remote place in Appalachia and set up and love Jesus. They went to the end of a railroad, found a boxcar, and there they began. And that's where God put them, on the north side of Pine Mountain, in a beautiful location right beside Greasy Creek. They had a one-room schoolhouse. Miss Miller was a teacher. That's where she taught. By the way, that car out there is a Dodge, and we still drive Dodges. Never mind on that. All right, 1942. Those are some of the first buildings that we had at Laurel Mission. And it's a very simple and humble place. And today, we have different facilities provided by some of the people even here sitting amongst us today. Thank you for supporting Laurel Mission. Thank you for helping to build Laurel Mission and keep Laurel Mission for 79 years. We are still investing in the kingdom. Yes, we are. But where was I on my notes? There we go. These ladies started Laurel Mission, and it was a great thing. And let me tell you what, ladies, the faith of two ladies 79 years ago still affects people today. Praise God. Praise God. Our mission statement is still the same: to see all men, women, and children within the sphere of our influence be saved and then conform to the image of Christ, and to do so with all expediency. And every ministry that goes on at Laurel Mission is to see souls saved. Everything we do, we might swing a hammer, we might go visit somebody, we might take them food, we do it all in Jesus Christ's name, and it's good stuff. It's all for Jesus. It's all for Jesus, and it's all given in Jesus' name. And Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But what goes on at Laurel Mission? How does Laurel Mission love the least today, 79 years later after we began? Well, we started with medicine, and we started with schooling. And what are the ministries that go on today, and what was your people part of while they were there? First of all, I'd like to say that Lindsay and I, we have been called by God. My dad had been there since 1980, and I didn't start working at Laurel Mission because to fill in my dad's footsteps. I'm thankful for our legacy. I'm thankful for my heritage. But God called me, and he gave me a beautiful helpmate, a beautiful wife, a bride that wish she could be here today to shake y'all's hands and say thank you. And we are called there to be. The God has given us. When I was young, I said, get me out of these mountains. I am ready to leave. I can't wait to get out. And then God said, stay, unexpectedly. When God asks you to stay, when God asks you to invest in the kingdom, when God asks you to go where he tells you to go, friends, obey him. You will never regret it. God's will is perfect. God's will is safe. It's not the safest place in the world to live down there. But God takes care of my family. I could tell you multiple incidents of things that have gone on, even in the last year, where God's hand was seen. Miracles. Protection on my children, protection on my wife and me. And God is working. God's Spirit is there, and he is on us, and he's protecting us. I thank the Lord for my bride. And let me tell you what, behind every good man, there is a great woman. Amen? Oh, that was good, man, but not good enough. I'll just give you one more chance. Behind every good man, there is a great woman. Amen? Woo! All right. Yes. And my bride is great. She is wonderful and a great mother and a great wife. And we're glad to be in the center of God's will, the Laurel Mission. One of the things that we do, hey, who made that sign? Woo! Yeah, all right. We have a food pantry. We receive loads of food from different places at different times, and we give it away. We received a tractor and trailer load in July. We've been giving it away. It's mostly gone. Hey, you guys might recognize that picture, and who even took it? I think that was you right there. All right, Pastor Derek. We live in the third poorest county in Kentucky. Poverty level is incredibly high. There are people needing food. And we, all throughout the summer, every few weeks, we have a large food giveaway. Spring, summer, fall. And we give food around year-round. Always receiving shipments, and then we're just giving it out to the community. Being blessed. Sometimes they come to Laurel Mission, just like they did when your church was there, to receive the blessing. Sometimes community people come there. And sometimes I just load up my truck for bear and take it out and deliver it to people and pray with people. The cool thing about it is when people come to Laurel Mission, I attack them and pray with them. And I love just walking up to people. I walk up to people when they're getting ready to drive off and I lean in their window and they can't go anywhere. And they're kind of stuck there in the parking lot. So I say, hey, let me pray with you. And they're like, oh, the preacher, better bow my head. Okay. And we pray and it's good. And I bring the Holy Spirit and Jesus into their life. It's good. And I witness to them and it's so good. We have many, we have lots of food and lots of giveaways. And thank you, young people, for your hard work. We have a clothing center that's been in operation since the 40s. It's been awesome. And my mom, there in the bottom corner there, you can barely see her amongst the pile of tubs, operates this. She does 95% of the lugging, the toting, the packing, the organizing, the folding, and she does it all because she loves people. And this clothing center is a community hub, gathering place. See, we live in the middle of nowhere. There is no McDonald's to go drink coffee at and hang out with your buddies. They go to Debbie's store at Laurel Mission. And there are tons of people there every Wednesday for, well, I don't know how long. Since the 40s. And we've been having our clothing center. And people are in need of clothing. And we sell everything. By the way, we have people who come to our mission workers, who come to our mission teams, who come to Laurel Mission to help us do some organizing. It's a lot of fun, working hard, having fun. But everything in the store we sell from a quarter to a dollar. It doesn't pay the electric bill, the revenue, the income doesn't pay the electric bill, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is to get people in, to be with them, to pray with them, and to be in their lives. And that gives people come to Laurel Mission every Wednesday in a big way, and it's a great thing. We sell everything from clothing to puppies, and I mean, it's a great thing. So, oh, by the way, I got five puppies down there, six puppies, something like that, and if anybody needs a puppy, oh. I don't have them out in the car, but I almost did that because some of your teenagers kind of got attached. So they kind of got attached, but they're little dollies. So, but they're driving me crazy, so I got to do something with them. Our clothing center is very important, and also our Bible schools throughout the year in May, June, and July. We have people come, kids come. Here's 1942 Bible School. Here's Bible School today on Greasy Creek, on the rocks, hanging out. having a lot of fun. Kids come, learn about Jesus, have tons of food, tons of fun, and eat lots of food. We cook every time. Also, every Wednesday, there's another picture on our big rock out there at the mission. All this is located right there on the mission property. Every Wednesday for the last 10 years, God called me 10 years ago. I wasn't even director, but God called me to start a youth ministry at Laurel Mission. Who knew it'd last for 10 years? I just thought it'd last for the summer. But God's worked and seen lots of kids be saved through this ministry. This was 2 weeks ago. And we've had baptisms, lots of good things going on. We're known as the Northside community, the north side of Pine Mountain, by the way. And you can see us with the sign there. The dog, he's part of the youth group too, but never mind on that. I don't know if you can see him or not. But he wouldn't pose for the picture the way I wanted him to, but oh well. But our youth ministry is very important. We run a 76-mile, we drive 76 miles, two trips, 38 miles apiece, to go pick up these kids every Wednesday night. And they are from, most of these kids don't go to church, but Rock House Youth Ministry at Laurel Mission is their church. And it's a very important part of our ministry at Laurel Mission. It really is. There's a baptism. Let me keep on going. We have two churches that are very, very, they're actually doing good right now. I'm really excited. I'm the pastor of this church. I hope and pray they miss me this morning. And my Uncle Ken here, that's Little Laurel, built by Laurel Mission. And there's Cedar Chapel Church on Laurel Mission property, which is pastored for 37 years by my Uncle Ken. This man is an awesome dude. For now he's disabled because he got in a car wreck. A really bad one. He died twice. They covered him up with a sheet. He came back to life and threw the sheet off him. Pretty awesome, huh? He doesn't give up. For 25 years, he worked 6 days a week in the coal mines, and on Sunday, he got up and preached God's word. What a man. Awesome dude. Glad he's my partner in ministry. Glad he's my uncle and a big supporter now that my dad's gone to heaven. But we have two mission churches. They're very important. And in missions, everybody can do something for Jesus. Everybody can do something for Jesus. Say it with me. Everybody can do something for Jesus. I don't care if you're a junior high girl, a master carpenter, a 5-year-old, or a 94-year-old lady that just quit coming, I think it was 2 years ago. She came and washed dishes. Whatever it might be, listen, in missions, everybody can do something for Jesus. It might be washing dishes. It might be sweeping the floor. It might be building a house. Whatever it might be, God has sends hundreds of people through mission teams and churches to Laurel Mission every year. And it's a lot of fun on these short-term mission trips. And everyone can do something. Everyone can be a part. We have done lots of crazy projects. We've even restored a playground, didn't we, guys? That was fun. All right. By the way, it looks beautiful and is covered with kids every single day. It's great. Look at those pictures. They had fun. And that, Pastor Derek, thank you very much. It's the best picnic table I got, buddy. So it was raining that day, so we had a rainy day project. It was awesome. But mission workers from all over the East Coast, from Indiana, those guys left at 7 o'clock this morning, this team that you're seeing right here. Mission Pennsylvania, all different denominations, Presbyterians. Hey, I got that girl. See that pressure washer? I got her back. She started it. I finished it. So she started it. I finished it. But we do all kinds of projects. We are not a construction company, but we meet people. We keep people warm, dry, and safe. And these are pictures from just this year of youth groups cutting firewood, giving food away. There's one of our board members. Different areas. We even re-roofed our pavilion this year. Praise the Lord. That's a big deal. I'm just going to sweep through. There's Huntington University track and field team. By the way, I had a hard time keeping up with them. They were pretty tough. Different workers from this summer. Hundreds serving our community, blessing, working, investing in the kingdom. Work projects. This young lady there on the right, on the right. We went to bless her house. We were patching holes in her house one day. And one day, Kristen and I just went up to deliver her food. And all of a sudden, she walked out on that porch and said, "Nathan, get in here, snake!" And I was like, "Oh, crap." And so I walked in and wrangled a 5-foot black snake out from underneath her refrigerator. And I had to take up serpents that day, Pastor Derek. Never mind on that. Oh, never mind. We do not handle snakes at Laurel Mission. Do not. But we tell people you don't have to. But this lady, we patched the hole. It was a blessing to her. Just one of the projects. This year, we built a tiny house. There's a homeless guy that was living beside Greasy Creek. Great dude, hard worker. He didn't have a place to live. And so he said, Nate, I bought this camper frame. And he said, could you put some 2x4s and a tarp around it? And that's where I'll live this winter. And I said, well, I don't know. Let's see what happens. So I'll walk up to this mission team and say, hey, we want to build this small little structure. They're like, you want to build a tiny house? I was like, sure. What's a tiny house? I don't have TV. And they were like, it's the new thing. And I was like, we're building a tiny house. That's great. And so we built a tiny house for this homeless dude. It's been a lot of fun. We just finished it yesterday. That's where I spilled. I was painting on a ladder, had the tray sitting here, and yesterday it did this number, fell back on me. Great times. The Daniel Project. This is the Lewis family. This is Daniel and his wife, Sabrina, who is pregnant, and their 4-year-old daughter. This year, God blessed them. He is a disabled coal miner. He was driving a Ford Ranger and hit a tractor and trailer full of coal head on. And he died, came back to life, has very little. His house is falling apart. But guess what? That gray building in the back is his brand new, God-built, awesome house. Energy efficient. The church and Laurel Mission has built together. And thank the Lord for that, for this family. This lady right here, we've done lots of projects for her this year. Her name is Lib, and she is a lovely, wonderful lady. And she is dying of cancer. Please pray for her, and that God will heal her. But we've been a blessing to her to keep her home dry. This guy, we walked into this home, and the day before we got there, the guy went in to use the restroom, He thought the cat had snuck in behind him, so he reached back to smack that cat because the cat wasn't supposed to be in the restroom, going to run out of there. He looked back, and there was a copperhead sitting there. And so we fixed the hole. Can you see it? All right, good deal. This lady had never had running water before. We built her a little home. She had a hot water heater and running water. Praise Jesus. We also have firewood ministry where we cut a lot of firewood and take it to elderly and disabled people in our community. And also, let me just make sure I made all that correct. We do all this by faith. All these projects that cost money, all these projects God blesses, God has paid for, God has taken care of, God has kept people safe, and thank the Lord for that. We work hard and we play hard. In the evenings, sometimes we get to go look for elk and some horses roaming on top of the mountain, some wild horses, and there's a picture at the campfire at Panther Branch, and yes, there are mountain lions, and it's pretty cool. Never mind. What do you do when you see a mountain lion? What do you do when you see a mountain lion? Run, somebody said. Well, I always tell people, slowly do this and do this. Make sure you're right with Jesus. And some guy from the UP in Michigan, he was 75 years old, and he said, oh, he had a weird accent. He said, oh, I get what you're doing. You're blessing the meal. Get it? Okay. Funny. We go to Panther Branch, have a campfire, see some horses. We also get to enjoy the beautiful Gabe's Branch waterfalls, a mile and a half. Work hard, play hard on mission trips. And God has given us 79 years of investing in the kingdom through many ministries, our food pantry, clothing center, Bible schools, weekly youth ministry, 2 churches, and my wife and I and my mom, who is so important. I love you, Mom. Thank you for coming with me today. She kept me awake many times yesterday. I just want to say that we are the ministry. We are missionaries to Greasy Creek. We are missionaries there, and we are happy to be there in the center of God's will. Thank you for your support. And how can you be a part of what God is doing at Laurel Mission? Well, you have prayed, and we have felt your prayers and seen the Holy Spirit do miraculous things. I've seen five souls saved this year through the ministries of Laurel Mission. That's awesome. Praise God. Our churches are actually growing, and I'm really excited about that. Our youth ministry averages, we had 18 last week and 20 this week. Praise God. Those are teenagers, not young people, teenagers. And we've seen how the Holy Spirit has worked, and we really thank you. We thank you today. We thank you for the prayers that you have given and sent up for us. We thank you for your prayers. Maybe you can't go to Laurel Mission anymore, but we do feel your prayers, and we do thank you for them so much. Many of you have, how else can you be part of what God's doing at Laurel Mission? I see a bunch of red t-shirts. They came, they conquered, they did some awesome stuff, and it was great. They have gone and ministered with us, giving food, swinging a hammer, whatever it might be, being a blessing to the people there that are in need. Thank you for going. And you, as a church, have faithfully given. Pray, go, and give. You have given faithfully to support our to support my family and Laurel Mission for decades. And we couldn't do it without you, and we thank you for making it possible that Laurel Mission can continue. And Pastor Derek, we thank you for your leadership. And you know what? This guy came down, church, and worked really hard while he was down there and kept everybody alive and got everybody back home safely. Amen. Amen. So I thank you, church, for praying, for going, and for giving. And we thank you for your support. And as I finish, and you've already seen that I'm not a singer, but that's okay. There's a song that I like to conclude with and then pray. I'm over just a few minutes. I'm sorry about that. But there's a song that's really dear to my heart that my wife and I love, and it's a very old hymn. And I'd just like to say thank you, Devonshire, for your prayers, and may God strengthen you and increase your influence in your community as you invest in the kingdom of God. The unseen hand. There is an unseen hand to me that leads in ways I cannot see while going through this world of woe. This hand still leads me as I go. I'm trusting to the unseen hand which guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. I love this verse. This hand has led through shadows drear, and while it leads, I'll have no fear. I know 'twill lead me to that home where sin nor sorrow e'er can come. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. Last verse. I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story saved by grace. And there upon that golden strand, I'll praise him for his guiding hand. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. Aren't you thankful for that unseen hand today? God, just praise the Lord. Thank you, Devonshire, for your prayers. Thank you for going. Thank you for giving. Thank you for your support. I love you, and we're going to close in prayer. Is that okay, Pastor Derek? Is that the right thing? Okay. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful church, brothers and sisters in Christ, that have invested in the kingdom of God by supporting Laurel Mission for so many years. But more than that, in Kentucky, Lord. They have invested for many, 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 many decades right here in their community, going, giving, blessing, meeting the needs here. Father, as they minister here amongst the people here, God, give them great influence and bless bless the Pastor Derek, that he would preach the word and souls would be saved and lives changed by the power of the cross. And Father, we thank you today for this service, and we thank you that your spirit, that you are here. And God, help us to love the least, and help us to find the least, and help us to love them. Help us to minister to them. God, it can be in the very smallest of ways or big ways, but God, lead us and help us to be a tool for your kingdom right here, Lord. And Lord, we just we ask that you would continue to bless Laurel Mission and give us many more years of influence, and that we'd be in the center of your will. And Father, we love you and we praise you today, and we thank you for your spirit that is here. We thank you for your spirit that is here ministering to those. Many have many things going on. There are some hard things going on in lives today. There is some happiness. But Lord, whatever it might be today, God, would you minister, Lord, to the hearts that are here? Many of us are going through hard times. Everybody in this room has something going on that they're worried about. And Lord, we give you our cares today. And we praise you, God, because we know that you say, cast our cares on you, for you care for us. And God, how much more you care for us. You care about the sparrow, but you care so much more for us. We're so important. And God, we thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for us today. We thank you for Jesus. And we thank you for your spirit that's ministering to us. Touch each heart today. In Jesus' name, amen.